Welcome to the Fear Chronicles, False Evidence Appearing Real, where we are covering real stories for navigating burnout, bold moves, and becoming your best self. I'm your host, Natasha Aga, private practice strategist, mother of two, and recovering perfectionist. This is the space where we get honest about the pivots, the pressure, and the purpose behind it all. If you're navigating life transitions, career shifts, motherhood, or learning to trust yourself again, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
Fear of failure. Fear of being wrong. Fear of being judged. Fear of success. Fear of being seen. As we close out 2025, there is a lot to reflect on. Just like the end of any year. This, for me, was the year of shedding, releasing, rediscovery, recalibrating, and realignment to the greatest, most authentic version of myself. The purpose of this episode is to inspire you. If for whatever reason you find yourself triggered in any way, I invite you to ask yourself why. There may be a deep-seated reason, and only you can find it, define it, release it, and grow from it. I want you to reflect on 2025. What went well and not so well? Is there anything you would like to change? Would you like to show up differently? Do you feel you showed up at your best? Did you accomplish what you wanted to do? Did you reach your goals? Did you make a pivot? Did you feel aligned in the actions that you took throughout the year? I found this timing perfect to bring the podcast full circle, because I chose False Evidence Appearing Real for so many reasons. The main reason is because this is what fear is, an illusion. When you can change your perspective and take a step back to see the bigger picture, you can identify that fear is in your mind. My advice to you is feel the fear and do it anyway. Get uncomfortable. I mean, the first time you do anything, it may feel scary, but then you do it. Move forward, do it again, desensitizing yourself. That's how you make things happen. Stop doing the same things and wishing and hoping for a different result. Frankly, it's just not going to happen. Take big action. Have big, ginormous goals and trust yourself. For me, in the beginning of my journey, I didn't like making content. Being in front of the camera and honestly, my content sucked. It's supposed to. You are not going to be a pro right away at anything new that you do. Remember, it's about the journey and the process of becoming, figuring things out as you go. Clarity comes in action. It's about truly falling in love with that version of yourself, your goals, and your life. Then make it happen. Only you can do this. No one else is going to do it for you. That's why there is no knight in shining armor coming to save you. That's you. You are the creator. You are the trailblazer. You are the one in control. You can't get it wrong when you follow your gut, calling, passions. You will never, ever miss out on an opportunity if it's meant for you. So, like, I love analogies. And I really like this one, so I'm going to share it with you. Life is like a video game. It's you against you and your thoughts. It's up to you to rewire your brain like a pattern interrupt of the same code or the same system that's been playing on repeat for any length of time. Again, these are the stories that we tell ourselves. Be the winner of your own video game. Be the main character of this movie called Your Life. The cheat code or secret sauce is you taking ownership and accountability for where you are in life and where you are going. If you want to make 2026 the best year of your life, reinvent yourself, create a whole new identity. Do it. It is possible for you as long as you believe it and take the aligned action. It takes a decision. It's your turn and it's your time. So, if you're still feeling doubts or this fear creeping in, I'm going to invite you to try a visualization, which may help put things into perspective for you. So, you can either pause here or you can finish this episode and then try this in a quiet place so that you're not driving or anything like that. So I want you to close your eyes and visualize a fork in the road. The path on the right is the path that continues as you are doing the exact same things that you're doing right now. And you follow this path. And going down this path, you're traveling through time. So you're going to stop at 5 years from now. And I want you to look around and visualize where are you? What are you doing? Has anything changed the way you want it? See what's happening and how you feel. Once you're done doing that, you're going to continue on this same path and you're going to travel through time again. And now you're traveling all the way down and you stop. And now you are 20 years from now. And I want you to visualize, where are you? What are you doing? Has anything changed the way you wanted? See what's happening and how you feel. Now, I want you to get back on that path and I want you to continue down the same path. And I want you to stop 50 years from now, when you're much older, and ask yourself the same thing. Where are you? What are you doing? Has anything changed the way you wanted? See what's happening and how you feel. Now you get back on that path, and we're going to zoom backwards and we're going to come back to the fork in the road. Now you're at that original fork, and now you're going to take the path on the left side. This path is the path on your journey to becoming her. You're taking aligned actions and feeling confident in all that you do. And now you're following this path. And we're time traveling again. And now, this time, we're going to stop at 5 years from now. Where are you? What are you doing? What has changed in relation to what you wanted? What are you wearing? Do you have cute Gucci sneakers on like I do? See what's happening and how you feel. Then, once you're done, I want you to go back to that path on the left. And we're going to time travel some more. And then you're going to continue down that path. And again, you're going to stop it 20 years from now on this path. Where are you? What are you doing? What has changed in relation to what you wanted? See what's happening around you and how you feel. It's okay to play this out for several minutes. I'm not going to pause for that long of time for the episode's sake. Now, look at that version of your future self. What is she wearing? How is she acting? Now, as you're looking at her, she turns around and she looks directly at you. She sees you there and she says to you, "There's so much good on the other side of this. Promise me you won't give up." You make a promise to her that you will not quit. You will show up and you can and will make this into a reality, your dreams into a reality, because you can now see that it's already done. You are not going to have any regrets. Now open your eyes. Now, are you going to step into 2026 in fear or make the choice to enter 2026 showing up as the badass, authentic, unapologetic version of yourself? The choice is yours. And I cannot wait to see that version of you next year. Remember, you are incredibly intelligent and incredibly capable. It's time to make 2026 the best year yet. It's already done. Now make it so. I am celebrating with you. Happy New Year, and I will see you as her next year. I would love to hear any aha moments or takeaways from this episode. Feel free to share with me on Instagram at Natasha Aga Consulting or comment below.
Thanks for joining me on the Fear Chronicles. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to like, comment, or share with someone who needs it. Want more support? Check out the links below for free resources, workshops, and how to work with me. Remember, bold moves start with small shifts. You've got this, and I've got you.